Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There were a lot of wet eyes, and I don't doubt them, and I don't blame them for that. And it's going to sound like sour grapes, and I don't really give a shit, but I think the better team did not win this series. I think the Blue Jays are the better team, and I feel like they played baseball a certain way that was infectious, that grabbed the attention of the fans, and it's disheartening to see that the better team did not win. And that's not to take anything away from the Dodgers, but the Blue Jays, they did so many things correct. They did so many things right.
Not taking anything away. You just said it's disheartening.
Yes. I mean, courtesy of Sportsnet Canada. I tried to get Caleb Joseph on the show. Did not return my text. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk about it right now.
I also think anytime you ask somebody after something, I don't want to call this tragic, it's a sporting event, but you get what I'm saying. It's a tough loss. People are in their feelings and you're talking, and then all of a sudden you say something where maybe if he looked at it today, he might not agree with it or say, I wouldn't have said that. But I mean, he can feel they were the better team. You played a team that basically bought every single position except the one that ended up winning in the World Series.
What were they a better team?
The Blue Jays?
Mm-hmm. Let's go first base.
I mean, you want to go position by position?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll call that a wash, even though Vlad was the best
hitter. I'll call it a wash.
Vlad's the best hitter in the postseason.
Yeah, you're right. At second base.
I mean, it's kind of a mix and mash. Like
at shortstop.
If you're putting Mookie Betts there, then
it's
Betts.
He is there. It's Betts. At third base?
Max Muncy and Ernie Clement was great.
He's great. Like,
you can call it a wash if you
want. Call it a wash. Left field.
All right, here's where we get in trouble, where we start going around through this. Left field, well, just stack the outfield however you want because they mix and match with Dalton Varsho, George Springer, and who's the other? Barger,
I'll give them Schneider. Toronto left field. Okay. I'll get them.
But I'm just saying, like, the outfielders get moved around so much, I don't know who you want me to call the starting left fielder.
Outfield for outfield.
That's what I said, yeah. So if you look at the Dodgers, then all of a sudden you're talking about, you know.
I'm just saying not to go position by position. This is a combination of the outfield.
Yeah.
Who do you go with?
You got, I mean, I would probably lean, I mean, Teoscar's out there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, where are they the better team, Jeremy? Ed, where are they the better team?
I don't think they are.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's saying, and he's stating it like it's so clear cut.
Yeah.
Like the better team did not win. What?
You didn't play the Brewers. You played the Dodgers.
It's like I don't know what he's talking about. And I guess maybe like say caught up in your feelings, emotions. Like you just say things, but like I don't know what you're talking about, dude. I really don't.
It's hard to
call.
They
have three MVPs in the first three batters in their lineup.
Ed, the fourth MVP could barely get into the series, and that's Kershaw.
Right. Right.
And I also think he's not talking about, like, talent-wise on the team. He's talking about the way that they played and what they I'm doing air quotes,
deserved. He said deserved. Better team.
I know, but I'm saying that's what
well,
I believe.
You're interpreting it, though. He said the better team did not win, and I don't believe that they were the better team.
Okay, let's give
He did say he likes the way they play, though.
Let's go by.
He should have said that.
Let's go by Jeremy's interpretation. Mm-hmm. Were they the better team? Mm-hmm. Even then. And again, Jeremy, don't get me wrong. If the Dodgers had lost and their broadcaster said the best team didn't win, I would probably have an argument with that. Because I think both of these teams were very, very similar.
I want this to be clear. I'm not agreeing with him. I'm just trying to give you his side of it, of how I see it. Because if you go position by position, it's the most expensive team in all of the American sports, the Dodgers, and how much money they spent. Nobody spent anywhere near what they spent. They've deferred money that's more than most teams' payroll.
You're right.
Yeah.
And it's not against the rules. It's just what they did. And now here we are. Hey, let's ruin baseball, Dave Roberts. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know your ass from a hole in the ground.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Those Whitney Houston situations. Not right, but it's okay. go ahead.
But no, what I was going to say too is like you look at the way that everything came down, and then you talked about some of the plays where, okay, so-and-so gets called out walking off of first base because the umpire doesn't make a call. Then we have it in the first inning like you were talking about.
Come on, man. I mean, now you could blame the umpire, but it just happened the game before. You got to be at least mindful of this. If for those of you who didn't watch the game, there was one out, full count, Vlad Jr. at the plate, George Springer on first base. Now, it was ball four. There was no doubt in my mind that ball was not in the zone. However, it was called strike three. Springer's kind of trotting down to second base. Catcher throws through. Springer's tagged out. It's a double play to end the inning. That just happened. Wasn't that game six or was that game five?
I think it was game five.
Game five, because we talked about it here on air.
Yeah.
So it had to have been game five. But, okay, to me, and the first time I blamed the umpire, Jeremy, but the second time I blamed both parties. It was a bad call, strike three. Yes, it was. But you just had this happen to you, so make sure. It does you no harm to make sure.
Can I tell you what it's akin to? What's that? When you have a basketball player that's going to pass the ball inbounds, and they're leaning, and they step over the line because they're leaning? And
right.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, look, yeah. I think this is all on the ump, but like if you walk, you can literally stand on first base until the other guy gets there and
exactly.
Go, what are you doing? You can walk over there now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be the first one down to second unless you're trying to do, like, we've seen guys sprint down to first base so they can steal second base if you're not paying attention.
Right.
But like at that point, you're right. Once it's happened once, it's like, man, well, shame on me, you know?
Vlad Jr., they may have taken two steps out of the batter's box before we realized it was strike three. So what was Springer watching? Because the catcher kind of pump faked a little bit, like, okay, you're really going, throw it down.
Yeah. But if this doesn't show you that we don't need umps having their own signals and doing, if you're going to do it right away.
But Jeremy, it's the World Series. Everybody's watching me.
Yeah.
Jackass.
So they make themselves more a part of the game than ever.
Exactly. Everybody's watching me, Jeremy. You know, people watch the game to see me, not Shohei.
I mean, that's the reason they do all that, you know, with the screaming and, you know, words that sound like strike three.
As someone,
right. What is that?
Right.
Okay.
I like when it, but again, it's one of those things too, where like I don't believe we should ever know. And I know if you watch enough, you should not know their names.
Absolutely not.
Who's behind home plate?
I don't know. But I'd be the worm.
Yeah. It'd be Enrico Palazzo back there doing the spin move. Hey, yeah. What does that mean? Oh, that's a strike.
Let's go to Easton to get Tom. What's up, Tom?
Hey, something nobody's really talking about. I thought the game was very pivotal in the second inning when they had first and second one out. Bouchette's on second with his limping self.
And doesn't score.
And doesn't score. Mm. I thought that was where the game was lost.
I think that's why they pinch ran for him late.
True story. I was watching the game at the cigar spot with my buddy Steele, and Steele said they got to take him out. I said, I'd take him out late because that's the same guy that later on that could hit a home run for you. And his next step batting in a 3-run home run. But I'm with you. That was a pivotal part of the game, and that could have come, that it did come back to haunt him. Thanks a lot, Tom.
He was like limping down the baseline.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a guy that early in the game, man. You don't want to take him out.
Yeah.
You need his bat. And home run, 3-run shot. I thought that was going to hold up. Mm. If that held up, then they had to re-sign him. They would have had to resign him. They held up.
Oh yeah.
If they went 3-2, you got to sign. You got to resign Bo Bichette.
I still think they need to resign him anyway.
They do, but they could not have walked away from him if he hits that home run.
Because, like, if you look at, we've talked about this, we're looking for bats, right? We're looking for, well, and it's hard to figure out where you're putting it. It would be great if there was an outfielder out there that you really could use. The only one that really stands out is Kyle Tucker. You got Cody Bellinger. So if you're the Blue Jays and you're losing a Bichette, it's like you're not replacing that in the offseason more than likely.
Can I ask you, let me just throw this out there. Mm-hmm. You can't sign Bo Bichette and tell him before you sign him you'll move him to the outfield. He's not going to buy into that. You could sign him and say you move him to second base. Would Jackson Holliday buy into moving to left field?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I mean, I've always thought that they may move him to the outfield because he's
so
super
too.
Athletic.
I thought so, too. Because I think as a second baseman, he's okay.
No, it's left field. This is the arm for an outfielder.
Left field?
Maybe. Yeah.
Left field. That's it. That's why I said left, not center, not right. Yeah. I'm not even putting him out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.